Now it's time to play the game where we ask well-known people about little-known events from the week. We call it Not My Job. No one's had more fun not having a job than this week's guest, Tommy Chong. As half of the comedy duo Cheech and Chong, Tommy Chong became famous to a generation and almost single-handedly kept the Dorito industry in business. Now he's written a book, The I Chong, about his time in prison on, wait for it, drug charges. Tommy Chong, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about how you ended up in prison.
Well, it was a stroke of luck. I'm just fortunate to be in the right place at the wrong time.
So, Tommy, you got busted for selling bongs with your face on them. You did 9 months in prison. How was it?
Well, at my age, I went in when I was 66, and so I really needed the rest. And they gave me a cell right across from the bathroom, so it saved, that long walk at night. And I never got lost. I knew exactly where my bed was. And actually, it worked out pretty good because I was in with a lot of Republicans. Because it was a white-collar prison,
But you must have been, a prison of any collar level. You must have been some kind of hero. Tommy Chong.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine? Well, the guards, they had a rule for the guards that they told the guards that they were not allowed to pose with pictures with me. Autographs.
Oh, man.
But all the other prisoners could, and they could pose with pictures. The prisoners could take all the pictures they wanted, and that really was my job. Every day, I would put some time aside to pose for pictures, and sign autographs, and tell everybody if I thought Cheech and I would ever get back together again.
So, how would you say your experience was in terms of a deterrent on kind of future similar behavior?
Oh, totally. The first thing I did was take my face off the bong.
Tommy, obviously you and Cheech were just, unbelievably popular. You had a ton of hit records and movies. Do you ever listen back to those records? Do you think they were funny, or was it just because everyone was high?
Well, I couldn't tell you that because I've never listened to them straight. It would be fun to try that, but I never really had the occasion to. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Tommy, we have asked you here to play a game we're calling...
You are the most insufferable person in Hollywood.
Oh, okay.
No, not you.
Actually, it's about somebody else who wrote a big movie this summer, The Lady in the Water, won M. Night Shyamalan. After writing and directing a string of blockbusters such as The Sixth Sense and Signs, Shyamalan has reportedly developed one of the biggest egos in the business. And considering that business, that's saying something. Tommy, we're going to ask you three questions about the auteur taken from a new book about him. Okay. If you get two right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice on their home answering machine. Carl, who is Tommy Chong playing for?
Well, he's playing for Karen Kirtland of Riverside, California.
All right, Tommy, you ready?
Okay.
First question. M. Night Shyamalan is a man who has a great deal of confidence in his abilities, all of them. In fact, he once bragged that if he only had the time to devote himself to it, he could easily be what? A, an NBA-level basketball player. B, an international chess grandmaster. Or C, the host of The Tonight Show.
I would have to go with the NBA basketball player.
That's right.
Nice.
Yeah, because that third one, and here's M. Night.
In a meeting, M. Night Shyamalan bragged that if he had 2 years to practice, he could, quote, shoot with any NBA player. That's what he thinks. Good job, Tommy. You got the first one right.
Okay. You guys are surprised, aren't you?
No, Tommy, we're not that surprised, actually. Here's your next question. One of the most telling moments in The Man Who Heard Voices, the book about Shyamalan, is the story of what happened when he sent his script for his latest movie to Disney. The appointment messenger was his assistant, Paula. What qualified Paula for this important mission? A, she was a black belt in Taekwondo and therefore could fight off any rival directors who tried to steal it. B, she could refrain from going to the bathroom for an entire cross-country flight and thus never left the script unattended. Or C, without her glasses, which Shyamalan took from her, she couldn't read and therefore couldn't steal his brilliant ideas.
I would say the last one.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Actually, it's B. She could refrain from going to the bathroom on a long flight.
Well, would she take the script with her?
You know, that's why you and I are doing this, and M. Night Shyamalan is making millions. I'd think the same thing.
Especially, you know, if some of those bathrooms, you run out of toilet paper, you know?
No, this is all from this book that very carefully documented the legend of M. Night Shyamalan.
No, I believe it's in the book. I just don't know how he knew that about his aide.
Yeah, does she write that in her resume? I can go hours without going.
Tommy, you are 1-for-2, down to the all-important third question.
Okay.
When the script arrived at the home of the Disney executive, something happened that was so traumatic, Shyamalan eventually took the movie to another studio. What happened? A, the executive placed a cup of coffee on the script, leaving a visible brown ring. B, the executive was late to meet Paula, which was bad because she really needed to go to the bathroom. She was late to meet Paula because she'd been at her child's birthday party. Or C, the executive told Knight that she was moved but did not visibly weep.
I'm going to go for with the first one, the coffee ring.
You sure about that?
Oh, that means I'm wrong? Can I change my vote then?
Sure.
What's the third one again?
The executive told Knight that she was moved but did not visibly weep.
Okay, I'll go for that one.
Actually, it's B.
Oh.
The executive was late because her child's birthday party, I mean the nerve. Shyamalan was upset that the executive wasn't at home waiting eagerly for the script, according to The Man Who Heard Voices.
Wow.
Shyamalan felt that reading his script shouldn't be considered work. He thought it should add to the weekend's pleasure. Carl, how did Tommy Chong do on our quiz?
Well, Tommy needed at least 2 correct answers to win. He had just 1 correct answer.
Are you sure?
Yes. And you know what that means?
I need
back
a recount.
To prison.
Well, Tommy, thanks for trying.
Okay, man.
Tommy Chong was half of Cheech and Chong. His new book, The I, Chong, recounts his 9 months in federal prison. Tommy Chong, thanks again for joining us.
My pleasure.
Yay.